Good morning and welcome to the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM presents the Coffee Chronicles. Happy Thursday. I'm able to do a show today, so I wanted to say good morning. I hope everyone's having a fantastic start to the day. Today we're going to tackle, of course, books, coffee, writing tips. I'm going to include the Writer's Devotional by Amy Peters, which I discussed last time. But I wanted to send a big shout out to the Constantins, John and Destiny. Thank you for being on the show. I really enjoyed having you guys. I hope you come again. And if you have not checked out the podcast, John and Destiny were on last week. I was able to have them on the show. I'm really, really, really happy that they were on the show and really excited that they were able to come and be with us. Last week, I think we were still on spring break. Then we had to get back to work on Thursday, but I was able to interview them on Wednesday afternoon, which was awesome. And it just turned out into a great interview in the afternoon, and I was able to share it. And Destiny and John Constantin of Chatting with the Constantins on the Daily with Sil Stein, please check them out, were wonderful. So big shout out to them. I wanted to start the show by saying that and hope you guys are well. And please check out their podcast, Chatting with the Constantins. John chats up a lot on different topics, from health to electronics to WrestleMania, different topics of the day. And him and Destiny will interject about books. Destiny has Destiny's book club that premieres on Friday. So they do their shows usually Wednesdays and Fridays. Please check out their podcast, Chatting with the Constantins on the Daily, and they're available through various platforms. So please check them out. So let's get started. I'm going to start, as I said, I'm drinking my McCafe. Happy, happy Thursday. Right now it's still morning. In some parts it's still morning. I know it's almost noon by the time it comes out, but it's morning. So good morning. I hope everyone's having a fantastic start to their day. I also, today, like I said, I recommend books for writing or books that are out. And one book that I believe you should check out, it's a book by Jay Chetty. It's called Think Like a Monk, Train Your Mind for Peace and Purpose Every Day. It's the number one New York Times bestseller. And Jay Chetty is, let me read you about Jay. Jay Chetty, social media superstar and host of the number one podcast. Excuse me. See, I always get some type of allergy or some when I drink the from the wrong, like when I drink too fast of my water, it goes down the wrong pipe. So I'm sipping water too. I just finished my coffee because I just finished it. And then it went down the wrong pipe. So my apologies on that. Jay Chetty, social media superstar and host of the number one podcast On Purpose, distills the timeless wisdom he learned as a monk into practical steps anyone can take every day to live a less anxious, more meaningful life. And it talks about Jay. You know, Jay Chetty grew up in a family where you could become one of three things: a doctor, a lawyer, or a failure. His family was convinced he had chosen option three. Instead of attending his college graduation ceremony, he headed to India to become a monk, to meditate every day for 4 to 8 hours, it says, and devote his life to helping others. After 3 years, one of his teachers told him that he would have more impact on the world if he left the monk's path to share his experience and wisdom with others. Heavily in debt and with no recognizable skills on his resume, he moved back home to North London with his parents. Jay Chetty reconnected with old school friends, many working for some of the world's largest corporations, who were experiencing tremendous stress, pressure, and unhappiness, and they invited Chetty to coach them on well-being, purpose, and mindfulness. Since then, Chetty has become one of the world's most popular thought leaders. In this inspiring, empowering book, Chetty draws on his time as a monk to show us how we can clear the roadblocks to our potential and power, combining ancient wisdom and his own rich experiences in the ashram. Think Like a Monk reveals how to overcome negative thoughts and habits and access the calm and purpose that lie within all of us. He transforms abstract lessons into advice and exercises we can all apply to reduce stress, improve relationships, and give the gifts we find in ourselves to the world. Shetty proves that everyone can and should think like a monk. Jay Shetty is a storyteller, podcaster, and former monk. Shetty's vision is to make wisdom go viral. In 2017, he was named in Forbes 30 Under 30 for being a game changer in the world of media. He is on a mission to share the timeless wisdom of the world in an accessible, relevant, and practical way. Shetty has created more than 400 viral videos with over 5 billion views and hosts the number one health and wellness podcast in the world, On Purpose. Learn more about Jay at jshetty, shetty.me, period. So I hope you look up the book, and that's the book I'm recommending today, Think Like a Monk by the amazing Jay Shetty. So I hope you'll check that out, and we'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying your coffee. I'm enjoying my Mac Cafe, and we'll be right back with writing tips and updates on my writing stuff. So we'll be back. Thank you for joining me today on The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. Welcome back to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. Talking about books and coffee, I recommended Think Like a Monk by New York Times bestseller and podcaster and motivator Jay Shetty. So I hope you'll check him out. He's also on Instagram. His wife, Rafi, she's also on there. But they're such an amazing pair, and he does really good. Both him and his wife are great people, from what I can see on the videos. And he posts a lot of great advice and videos that are so helpful. Check him out. I think he's also on Facebook, but make sure to go to jshetty.me. And a big shout out to him and all the viral work that he does. So, and that's the book I'm recommending. Now we're shifting gears. And we're going to go to the book by author Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional, which is 365 inspirational exercises, ideas, tips, and motivations on writing. We went to week 7 and we discussed writers on writing and motivation. Now today we're going to go into writing class, editing, and then finally biography. That's what we're covering today. So let's begin. I'm going to go into Wednesday writing class. It says, create an anagram using an author's name or the title of a book. An anagram is the rearrangement of letters in one word or phrase into another word or phrase. For instance, the letters in dormitory can be reformed to spell dirty room. Likewise, the letters in debit card can be rearranged to spell bad credit. Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Alice B. Toklas becomes sociable talk. E. M. Forster becomes terse form. And the book title Ulysses becomes sly uses. So everything has an anagram. So I'm going to take a look at my letters. I don't know if you want to try that while I get a pencil and try to rearrange my name. a little bit here, trying to find a pencil that I can work with here. Let's see if I can find one of my pencils and try to rearrange something. Let's see. So my name, I'm gonna try my first name. And then Stein. So let's see what I come up with. I can't really come up with anything. Let me see if Siri knows how to make an anagram of my name. I know that's cheating, but I'm gonna try it because I'm having a hard time trying to think of one. Siri. Give me a sec. Siri, what is the anagram for Sylvia? Okay, let's see what it came up with. What is the anagram for Sylvia? Okay, let me ask her after I open the iPad. Gosh, my husband's iPad is so touchy. Oh, goodness. Keep dropping stuff all over the floor. Sorry about that, guys. It's live. give me a second. Okay. Siri, what is the anagram to Sylvia? Okay. Okay. Il Avis, Il Visa. Ilibia. Okay, so now let's see. What are some anagrams you can make with the word Stein? S-T-E-I-N. Let's see. Tines. Knights. So, Ilibia and then Knights. N-I-T-E-S. And inset, instead of insert, inset. So those are the funny ones. I don't know if you want to try using maybe a book or phrase that you can try to use it with. Let me see. Let me try to think of a book that's popular. What is the anagram of the Outsiders? What is the anagram of the Outsiders? Okay, let's see. No, I think it didn't get this right. Siri, what are some anagrams of the Outsiders? Okay, let's see here. I don't think it's understanding me. I'm sorry, guys. But you get the idea. You can change it to different words. Like, for example, outsider. You know, you could try to think of, I think detour is one you can make. Detours, but there's more words depending on the type of words that you can use for it. You can think of different anagrams. So that's the idea for that Wednesday writing class. So we're moving on to Thursday editing. I hope you enjoyed that. Even though I use Siri, don't do that. Try to do it on your own. But if you think of good ones, call in the show and message me on that here on the Daily with Solstein. And here we move on to Thursday editing. So we're moving on to editing. Do not overdo the literary device of hyphenating words that are not usually linked. The stringing together of lots and lots of words and ideas tendency can be tiresome. And this is written by the Economist Style Guide. So let's see what Amy Peters has to say on that. There's no single rule to help you decide when two words should be run together as one word or should be hyphenated. However, there are some general guidelines that can help you determine when words can or should be hyphenated and when they should not. Words with common or short prefixes like high plane, prepay, subcommittee, underdog, or underdog do not require hyphenation. However, some prefixes require hyphenation when closing them up would confuse the intended meaning. For example, recreate versus recreate. Longer words, especially ones that run consonants together, can be hyphenated, such as, sorry, I can't read that, cross-reference, major general, or submarine, submarine. Using numbers as an age is also a good use of hyphenation, as in 80-year-old woman. So after 80, you would put the hyphen and year old, and then year, and then another hyphen, old woman. So use of hyphens can help avoid ambiguities when three words are used together. For example, high school results, high, and then a hyphen, and then school results, or school, high, hyphen, and then school results can mean something entirely different than high school results. So it all changes the meaning of the word. So you know, like, that's a good tip as far as finding out about hyphenating words and when to hyphenate and when not to hyphenate. So I hope that makes sense. So then we're getting to Friday biography, week 7. It says, Kipling strikes me personally as the most complete man of genius, as distinct from fine intelligence that I have ever known. And this is by Henry James. So let's read on this. Rudyard Kipling was a British author and poet. In 1907, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature, making him the first English language writer to receive the prize, and he remains its youngest recipient. Born in India, Kipling's parents considered themselves Anglo-Indians, a term used in the 19th century for people of British origin living in India. Yet Kipling would spend the bulk of his life elsewhere. Most of his life was spent away from India until he returned at the age of 17. To work as a civil servant for Anglo-Indian newspapers. His literary career began with a collection of verse, departmental ditties, D-I-T-T-I-E-S, in 1886, but subsequently he became chiefly known as a writer of short stories. A prolific writer, he achieved fame quickly. By 1889, he returned to England via Japan and America. He met and married an American and lived in Vermont for 5 years in the 1890s. In 1894, The Jungle Book was published, which became an instant children's classic all over the world. So, and then the person that said the quote, Henry James, is another author, a very famous author. So, and they're talking about Rudyard Kipling and Friday biography. If you have not read his books, which I'm sure you have, but in case you didn't know about Rudyard Kipling, please check out his books. And it's Rudyard, R-U-D-Y-A-R-D, Kipling, K-I-P-L-I-N-G. And Henry James wrote, let's see. Siri, give me the books by Henry James. So I don't have to look them up myself. Okay, The Portrait of a Lady. The Golden Bowl. The Aspern Papers. What Maisie Knew. The Ambassadors. Washington Square. The Bostonians. Daisy Miller. The Turn of the Screw. Which is a very, very interesting story. That's the one I read in school. And his unreliable narrator. That story is very, very, very interesting to read. The Tragic Muse. So, Henry James, let's see, where the dialogue can remind you of Mozart, a lot of his novels, and he has what is called the, if you read The Turn of the Screw, you'll learn more about his unreliable narrator, although we're recommending Kipling. Also look up the book by Henry James, especially The Turn of the Screw. It is very interesting, and the way he writes and the type of narrative he gives. So that's also very important to know. So I hope that, like I said, this has been the segment for the writing tips for Amy Peters, the Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. And we've done, we started out with, being really funny here, with week 7 Wednesday writing class, and you create an anagram using an author's name or the title of a book, whatever you think is makes more sense. Try to make an anagram. And before I go, I'm going to try one. Let's see if I can do one. Give me a second here. See if I can do... let's see. Well, some of it, if I'd use only... Wait, now I can't have to do it one. Let's see. I was trying to do one with one of my books, but I'm having an issue trying to figure it out. But I did figure out The Outsiders. I did... and I'm trying to make sure I have those correct. You are... Yeah, for Outsiders, I use 6 of the words. Detours. That's one anagram for the book by S.E. Hinton. But I was trying to do one with mine, but it is taking me a while. Let me see if Siri will do it. Find the anagram for closure. See if it won't give me so many. I have to open it again. Sorry. It keeps closing the iPad. My apologies. Find the anagram to the word closure. Give me an anagram to the word closure. Anagrams to the word closure. No, it doesn't want to do it. Excuse me. Give me a second here. Give me a second here. Let's see. Oh, okay. Siri, can you give me the anagrams to the word closure? No, it's not putting that. It's putting the wrong thing. So I'm going to have to figure it out. But I was trying to do, let me see, closure. Well, sure is an anagram there, but it's kind of easy. So... I don't know. I can't really think of anagrams right now. I may have a list next time. So my apologies, guys. But I hope that you'll check out the writer's devotional by author Amy Peters. It's divided into different weeks. This is a great book. It gives you writing prompts. It gives you so many things to do on each day of the week. It has a week, and it's divided into from Monday through Sunday. And then next time I'm going to discuss for week 7, books to read for Saturday and Sunday writing prompts. Well, I might as well just recommend now. The book that is recommended here for books to read, we'll just go ahead and add this today. The Odyssey by Homer. Of all fictions, the marvelous journey, as in Homer's Odyssey, is the one formula that is never exhausted. This is quite a bit of a story, but it is so worth reading. And this is a quote by Northrop Frye. And now let's see what Amy Peters writes on here in this section. It is virtually impossible to overstate the impact of Homer's epic poem, which is an epic poem, The Odyssey. Everyone from William Shakespeare and James Joyce to Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, has credited Homer with influencing their work. Although details are sketchy about Homer's life, it's believed that Homer was blind and that he probably composed his two greatest works, first the Iliad and then the Odyssey, between 700 and 800 BCE. Both of these works are referred to as epic poems. They are stylized yet easy to understand narrative poems. The Odyssey tells the story of Odysseus as he returns to Greece after the fall of Troy. There are pirates, six-headed monsters, interaction between humans and the gods, cannibals, shipwrecks, cases of mistaken identity, fraud, love, interest, treachery, greed, and more. If you've ever read a book about a journey, say John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie or Jack Kerouac's On the Road, you can thank Homer for the inspiration. In writing The Odyssey, he set the bar high for road trip narratives. So if you have not read, sorry to read it kind of slow. I'm under very brief lighting here, and it's hard to read the print. So my apologies on that. But if you have not read The Odyssey, I recommend you do. And continue with the anagram on Wednesday's writing class as well. And now to finish up, and then I'm going to do the wrap-up after this. After we take a short break, we're going to do the wrap-up, and then I'll talk about my author news. And here we go with Sunday writing prompt. My first flight. You don't have to take the point of view of a bird or be a professional pilot turned writer like Richard Bach to explore your feelings about flight. A former U.S. Air Force pilot, Gypsy Barnstormer, an airplane mechanic. Bach is the author of 15 books about flight, ranging from the classic allegory, Jonathan Livingstone, give me a second here, Seagull, to his memoirs and novels. Bach adds a spiritual bent to flight, but you don't have to do so. You might be moved by the sheer technology of it all or the travel abilities that it affords. See if you can connect with the excitement and mystery and how it has changed your worldview. Use descriptive language to capture the essence of your experience instead of relying on a purely narrative form. So you can do that. Use an example about flight and what it's meant to you in your trips. Or you can use today's situation with the pandemic and how in some places travel and how, you know, there's precautions. Of course, everyone's taking precautions, but you see videos from time to time where people are getting pulled out of the flight because they're not following the protocol, what they believe is the protocol. and, you know, just write something that comes to you in regards to my first, or, you know, it says my first flight. So it can be about your experience with your first flight, but you could also write it as a person that's hasn't boarded, recently boarded, because and it was during the pandemic. You could change it and make it fictional. It's all up to you. But I hope you enjoyed me talking about the week 7 of the book by author Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. Even though I kind of got stuck on the anagram assignment, I think I did pretty good for the rest of the show, I hope. But anyway, I hope everyone's having a great Thursday. I'm so happy to be here, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up of today's show. We'll be back. And we're back to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM presents the Coffee Chronicles. And this is the wrap up. I'm so glad that I was able to come today to do another show where I am talking about books. In this case, Think Like a Monk by the amazing and awesome Jay Shetty, New York Times bestselling author who made a wisdom go viral. Please check out Think Like a Monk. Check out the book. And I also dove into writing tips using the book by author Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. Now, I wanted you to give you an update on my author news. Well, I'm going to be working on a newsletter. I'm going to try to update my blog or a website. And you will start hopefully getting your first newsletter, if not in May, for sure by June. So I'm going to be working on that. But I am working on Battered Mind. I have turned in my manuscript, the updated one. And I'm going to start working with the editor, hopefully, in May 10th or so. So hopefully I'll have an idea if it's going to be more than one book for Battered Mind or if it's just going to be that one book. We don't know. And so wish me luck. And I've been trying to catch up on a lot of stuff today. I have errands or had errands, and I need to complete another errand in just a bit. And then, you know, and just continue to do the podcast. I'm going to try to have more of the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM and put it on the Instagram channel. And also, I am going to try to have more guests on the show soon. I know there's several authors that want to come on. So I wanted to say thank you. And thank you for the people, for all of you that listen, download, tune in. I hope you keep tuning into the podcast. Enjoy your coffee like I did with the Mac Cafe. And whatever it is you're doing today, I hope you're having a blessed day. Happy Thursday. And thank you again for joining me on the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also now presents the Coffee Chronicles, talking about books and coffee. I hope you check it out. And don't forget to look for the books Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty and The Writer's Devotional by author Amy Peters. Have a most amazing and blessed day. This has been The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. We'll be back.